I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Us as we begin that block of programming. BMW Des Moines guest list shapes up like this. Bottom of the hour, Mike Palm, VP of Operations at Circus Sports. We will head to Las Vegas, get the very latest on all the numbers on both the women's Final Four that, as we know, unfolds tonight, and the men's tomorrow. I'm not sure if they have any look-ahead lines, but we'll look at to the Masters with Mike Palm, etc. Coming up here at 11:30. Look forward to that segment. Chicken Coop just before noon. A couple of you will get an opportunity to participate this week. Promised spots to those who could claim them after what will be known as the incident last week. Technical difficulties. Apologize, but we'll get through it here today. So be listening for that cue to call. I think we're going to need two contestants to join us, but we will let you know as we get closer to that. Hour number two, Chris Williams, Cyclone Fanatic, joins us at 12:05. The latest on Iowa State football, men's basketball, women's basketball with Chris, and then Tom Cakert about 12:25 or thereabouts. We will talk to Tom Cakert on tonight's, I mean, I hope it's not the end of an era. We know this weekend is at some point. It's either going to end tonight or Sunday. Kind of weird, right, that we're in this spot, that we know that the curtain's going to come down on one of the most spectacular careers of a Hawkeye in history. And I don't think that is over-the-top hyperbolic to say it like that. But we will see. Fingers crossed. There's two games because the television numbers, as we anticipate, are going to be through the roof. How are you?
I'm doing all right. We had a winning day yesterday, so that was better.
You know, I was following, I was thinking back to your plays. And you even won the first game when the Mets, the Tigers came back
Tigers
and won
came
that
came back,
game.
Yeah.
And then you had the Mets in the nightcap?
No.
You did just, not.
That was the only game that I had there. So
you bet against your Twins?
You flip-flopped on the Twins game, and that was a winner, and hit one other. Oh, it was Seton Hall getting the points.
Seton Hall, yes.
Nothing run to finish
off. You know, that was
that
a hell of a game.
That was a really entertaining one. Yeah.
It was. I mean, for two teams in the NIT, kind of forgotten about, right? Mm-hmm. But those two, I know it's cliche, they really left it all out there. They did. They played their you-know-whats off, and you could see, I mean, Indiana State was, especially the big fella, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Yes.
He took it pretty tough, and Seton Hall coach goes over to console him after the game. But
that
that was a fun game. A fun game last night at Hinkle, banged out. I'm sure Indiana State fans helped it attendance-wise, but nonetheless, pretty good game. Well, I hope we're going to get a couple of good games tonight. You don't think
tonight
we will?
I thought you were going to Saturday.
No, I was going to start ladies first.
Yes.
And the first game we're going to get is obviously the UConn, the South Carolina game, rather.
Mm-hmm.
South Carolina. Look, I don't know what to make of this game, Trent. I don't. I do know that, you know, when you watch South Carolina, you kind of feel like they're not playing really well by their standards. They don't look as dominant of a team, I don't think, as we've seen recently. Do they to you?
Well, so they open up, and they were favored by 50 against Presbyterian, right?
Right, right.
And they dominated.
Mm-hmm.
And then what they did against North Carolina, I was like, uh-oh. But then it hasn't been at that level over the last two games. We know Indiana, I don't want to say that they were crating it at the end of the season, but Mackenzie Holmes' injury wasn't the same. And Indiana had a shot in that game. They had an opportunity to win that game.
What, 3 or 5 or something like that?
Yeah. And
78, 75?
Yeah, right in that range. And then the Oregon State game, that was...
Trent, three of their starters were combined 3 of 21. South Carolina, not Oregon State.
Mm-hmm.
Three of their starters combined 3 of 21.
The other thing about NC State is they've beaten big teams this year, too. I mean, they have some quality wins. What they did well, in the Sweet 16, Elite Eight, not just beating Stanford in Texas. And when you were searching for a team, well, those are two teams that you threw in the mix that could beat South Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
Stanford because of Brink and her height.
Yep.
And Texas just with the sheer raw athletic ability mm-hmm. that they have.
Mm-hmm.
If they were on offensively, and NC State blew both of those teams out. They got a double-digit win against UConn earlier this season. When Colorado was flying high, they beat them by 18 this season.
They beat UConn by double digits?
Yeah, they beat and that was when UConn was healthy, by 11. Wow. It was that first weekend when Colorado beat LSU, then a day later, NC State clubbed UConn, and a healthy UConn team at that point in time. So this is an NC State team that seemed to play their best mm-hmm. basketball when they played the best teams.
Yeah. What is it about NC State that seems
right, like exactly.
They figured that out, both men's and women's, right inside the program.
They have played at a high level, and this is a team that can be right there. They have the athletes to defend, very balanced attack, five different players, average double figures here. Yeah, I don't think it's a foregone conclusion that South Carolina is just going to run away and hide for this one. Now, Staley's going to use the motivation of last year's Final Four game,
mm-hmm.
but this is such a different team.
Mm-hmm.
Five new starters.
Right.
This is a different group. Cordoza's still out there
yep.
at 6'7", and
yep.
she is a problem for whoever. There's not a whole lot you can do. So River Baldwin is the center for NC State. She's tall. She's 6'5", but she's not quick, right? She's like some of the post players we think of in the past, and she doesn't have the quickness. Big body, though, 6'5", sturdy. We'll see if they can give some problems to Cordoza, but you know what the game plan is. The thing is, this is a much better South Carolina team shooting the basketball than they were a year ago. Plus, they do have the athletes that can beat anybody mm-hmm. off the bounce.
Which worries me because they shot like crap the other day. I mean, they were mm-hmm. 20% from three,
yeah,
26 to 78 overall. Again, three of their starters combined 3 for 21. That's brutal.
Yes.
That's pathetic, in fact. It's a good thing the bench showed up that day. Well, we'll see. I don't think it's just the coronation. Like, we called it a free square for mm-hmm. the weeks leading up to this. Like,
yeah.
go ahead and include South Carolina women on any ticket you're buying just to boost it up a little bit. Well, there's now a whole bunch of people out there, myself included. look, if it's Iowa, South Carolina, I hope I rip my tickets up.
Yeah.
I would be perfectly fine with that because that would mean there would be a parade in Iowa City, and what a culmination to an incredible career. And then everybody can shut up about where she ranks. Well, she doesn't have a championship.
Right.
I mean, come on.
And we've seen plenty of that.
Yeah, plenty of that.
Yeah.
Just continue to see it. But it's the world we live in, right? Build them up, just knock them down.
Time in and time out.
Yep.
That's the new reality, mm-hmm. unfortunately, of how things go at this level. Then we go to the nightcap. I've been flip-flopping, and I hate doing that.
Yeah.
You know, that's what we do. You like to have a solid opinion
mm-hmm.
and then run with it. And there's days I talk myself into UConn. There's days I say, I can't bet against 22. I was going to find a way. I've been back and forth. There's been times I've talked myself into Iowa winning this game relatively easily.
Mm-hmm.
I go the other way. So here's one number that I came up with. Well, a couple of them for you. So, you know, I like to go to Sports Reference and look at those defensive ratings. I don't know how they're measured, but it's one of the few collegiate individual numbers that you can get for women's basketball.
Okay.
So 100 is average. If you're 100, that is an average defender. If you're over 100, that's bad.
Yep.
You're under 100.
Remember, you used this a couple of times throughout the season.
Yes. Used this mostly with the Iowa basketball team. We're seeing,
that's what it was.
Who's the worst of the worst of this terrible group? And we get those numbers that way. There is nobody on the UConn roster that is 100 or higher. So everyone's a good defender.
Hmm.
They have three players. Now, only two of them are healthy right now, but two of their best, Paige Beckers and Edwards, are both in the 70s. I can't remember seeing many players
wow.
that low. We're talking about two elite defenders.
That is elite.
Beckers, an elite perimeter defender, and mm-hmm. can guard 1 through 4, and then an elite inside mm-hmm. interior one with Edwards. That scared me a
so
lot.
So we know Gabby Marshall is going to be on Beckers.
Yes.
Who's Beckers going to be on?
I think they're going to probably, well, what direction do they go? I don't think they start Beckers. Do you on her? I have a sneaking suspicion that we're going to see them do something a little different. And if Clark is going right away, all right, here we go.
As she did the other night.
Right. And then very quickly they're going to change. That would be my anticipation.
Mm-hmm.
But the biggest thing is, regardless of who it is, we've seen the last two times, how many times that the defender was going under screens in screen and roll action. It's just, you can't.
Nope.
I know it's hard. It sucks.
Mm-hmm.
If you play any level of basketball, you take that screen and you got to fight over it, and it's hard and it's difficult, and you're taking elbows, and it sucks. But that's what you have to do, because if you don't, Caitlin's going to go left, she's going to shoot a three, and she's going to make it more times than not. It's as simple as that.
It is, and it's been the story of her entire career, and hopefully she's got a couple more of those chapters left in it before we close that book on an incredible, incredible story here in the state of Iowa. BetMGM, again, you cannot make these wagers, you cannot make prop wagers on players in the state of Iowa. So Caitlin Clark at BetMGM, her points, do you know what, have you seen any props for her?
I haven't looked,
so no. What do you think the total Caitlin Clark points are at BetMGM?
I'm going to say they put it at 33 and a half.
Three-pointers.
Three-pointers they put at 5.5.
Right on the money.
All right.
Right on the money.
Kind of casino is linked up here. All right,
they
we're
are.
In good shape.
And I'm sure like at the Condon Casino, BetMGM is seeing more money bet on Caitlin Clark props than any other player tonight or tomorrow night.
Not a surprise.
Not a surprise.
At all. These numbers come from Troy Backer of Bet Rivers.
Betting. Oh, is that Travis Dvorak?
Yes, Travis passed
us. He's just
sent
us on, yeah.
Let's see. Iowa on the money line. 86% of the money and 72% of the tickets on the
spread. Is this Bet Rivers national?
Yes. This is not just the state of Iowa. Good. This is their, 10, 12 seats that they're in.
That's a fair look then.
On the point spread, laying the 2.5, basically wherever you're looking. Money, 64% is on Iowa, 70% of the tickets are on Iowa, and 65% of the money, 72% of the tickets on the over in the game. A lot of people jumping on the Hawkeyes here, and you're seeing that money come in. UConn, the game plan, I think, is going to be ultra important. I think what Gino Auriemma comes up with here is going to very well dictate. If Iowa can play with tempo, they're going to win this game. I truly believe that. And you look at the losses this year for UConn. Almost every one of them except for one, it was a team that was scoring in the 80s, scoring at a higher pace than even they're used to. Gino knows that. This coaching staff for them knows that.
Right.
They know that they want to grind this game out. They want to grind it to a halt, and that's how they're going to play. And I anticipate that's the game plan. Easier said than done, though. One of the fastest teams in the country. And UConn,
with his most prolific score in history.
Yeah, they're not a snail. They're 109th in the country in tempo, things like that. Here's one more. So as I was going through the numbers, offensive rating, defensive rating, they're 9th and 10th. They're really good on both ends of the floor. This one was weird, though. So we talked about LSU doesn't take a whole bunch of three-pointers, and that's what made last year's national championship
so
weird.
And then Williams hit one after another after another.
UConn is similar. I was surprised by this. 198th in the country in three-point rate. That's just number of three-pointers taken per possession. But also, normally when you see that, well, teams take a lot of free throws. They're dumping it inside. They're getting to the line. That's why they're not shooting as many three-pointers. They're 267th in free throw rate. That means a whole lot of mid-range. Now, Iowa's done a good job of playing a lot of drop defense and having sagging off and making teams make that pull-up jumper, which is considered the worst shot. UConn's really good at that. How do you combat that? And do you completely change what you do defensively in a game like this? That's going to be a scary one for Iowa and what they're going to do, because Paige Beckers is as good. Her pull-up game is as good as anybody in college basketball.
Yeah, the thing with UConn, they're not very deep at all. There's very limited bench. They played seven players the other night against a physical USC team. And look, maybe Edwards gets in foul trouble.
Yes.
I mean, we saw Angel Reese foul out. That that certainly would work in Iowa's favor, clearly.
I think that's got to be part of her.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, the old Bulls, throw it down to Bill Cartwright for the first couple of possessions. Throw it down to Stolke away a couple of times and see if you can get a cheapie on Edwards.
Because they'll probably try the same thing when Stolke's playing defense.
Yes, absolutely. One other person to keep an eye on, you talked about beginning of the game. I think you're going to see a little bit of mole, probably.
She's good, Trent.
I think they're going to start Clark on her and go that direction.
That would make sense.
But K.K. Arnold is one of their McDonald's All-American freshmen. She's from Wisconsin. She's a great on-ball defender.
And she shoots a lot of free throws.
She does. And she's kind of dynamic up and down the floor, really fast kind of player. Arnold's another one that you keep an eye on. But you know what the narrative is going to be. It's going to be Beckers against Caitlin Clark, and that's going to be the narrative. But there's so much more to this game. Boy, it's going to be a fun one.
Yeah, it truly is. I hope that whatever time it occurs tonight, that the forklift has been parked for the evening.
What a brutal,
ridiculous, Trent. I mean, the women's March Madness Final Four has come so far, but yet there's still some things. Can you imagine a men's press conference with a curtain separating the podium from a forklift? Beep, 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 when it's backing up. I mean, did you see the video? Not only listen to the audio, but did you see Caitlin Clark trying to push her ear toward the reporter because the forklift was so damn much noise, mm-hmm. couldn't even hear the questions. I mean, come on.
They're like leaning their ears in to try to hear what was being said there. And did you see the response when, I think it was Adam Jacoby from Iowa's rival site, sent something to one of the NCAA directors?
No, I didn't.
Let me find it here, because I was absolutely shocked at the response from somebody from the NCAA. Give me a moment here, and I'll pull it up. But
yeah, and the NCAA apparently has not been seen in the greatest light by people who are following this, the women's tournament. I mean, as we said, they've got a ways to go. They've still got, it's heading in the right direction. Happy for that. It's certainly changed from what it was, but my God, you're not there yet. You are not there yet. Anxious to find that. So does he come across as a real a-hole or what?
Jacoby or the guy from the NCAA?
No, the NCAA guy.
Oh, he's just absolutely brutal. It is rough, to say the least. All right. It tells the guy to sign off. Something's going on with Twitter right now, by the way. I tried to search on my phone. Nothing comes up. I tried to go over to the webpage, on the computer.
Mm-hmm.
The latest post from him is from 2022. That's not right.
No, that isn't right, John.
No.
He was tweeting yesterday. Well, we'll see if we can find it, because I'd love to hear what he had, what the NCAA guy had to say, because as many people have, look, I know the media member don't get a lot of sympathy that you're covering this tournament, but you know what? When they're kicking you out before you filed your story, that's what they're there to do. You know, they're there to finish. They're there to cover their sport, and it's not like the game's over and they hit send and their story's ready to go. You need a little extra time to do that, and they were chasing them out of these venues, certainly in Albany. We'll see if that's the case here today. But if yesterday's any indication, in Cleveland, they are not set for this tournament. All right, you want to go over to do the men's?
Well, I've finally found his webpage, so here we go. His Twitter account, and find exactly where it was. Da-da-da, scrolling through everything. So we're getting a little bit closer. Here we go. Da-da-da-da, that's not it. We'll get there. We will get there. Why is this such a trouble for me? Why am I having so many issues? Why is Twitter being mean to me? Is it because I'm not feeling well?
Well, there was an earthquake in New York.
What?
You didn't hear that?
No.
Yeah, this morning there was an earthquake. Not that it has anything to do with why you're struggling to find something on X. But yeah, there was an earthquake in New York City, of all places, today.
New York City?
NYC. Not California.
Have I NYC. Lost my mind? Is this real life? I feel like I'm dreaming right now.
I don't know. I can't see your screen, so I can't help you. Well, we'll find his journey.
I feel old. All right. We'll get there eventually.
Men's today.
Yes.
Tomorrow. Will we get a good game tomorrow? And if so, which one is it?
I think UConn just throttles them. I do. I said
Burns is talking a little trash, and I'm not sure that's the card you want to play. And I'm not sure, it's not like he was over-the-top trash, just pointing out that he's never had anyone he's never been asked to cover anyone who can score like I can.
Mm.
So, I mean,
I get it.
Yeah, I don't know if you want to poke that 7'4" bear who's playing exceptionally well. And in his final two games of his collegiate career, and is playing, I mean, he's out of his mind right now. Zach Edey is playing at a level I didn't see him being able to attain. But he's there. He's a difference maker. In fact, I'm not so sure that it's not going to be Purdue that cuts down the nets on Monday night.
Yeah.
I'm starting to like this Purdue, because these guards, and bringing Jones over to go with last year, now sophomores, this is a good basketball team. I will not fall off my chair. If we're seeing Purdue advance, not only advance, but be standing on the ladders. And by the way, did you see Edey at the end of the regional last week, where the team's going up and cutting down the net on the last step, taking steps up?
Yep.
I don't need no freaking ladders.
Uh-huh.
He just reaches up and just takes out his scissors and calmly cuts down a couple of pieces of net.
That's what happens when you're 7'4".
7'4" with that wingspan, right?
I finally got a response, or found the response here from Adam Jacoby of Rivals. He said in his tweet, I asked the NCAA site rep for comment about what we were talking about.
So an official on the record comment?
Yes. Yeah. Site rep and received the following reply.
So this wasn't the supervisor, the guy on the forklift. This was the guy that's in charge of this event.
Yes, in charge of the event for the NCAA. Quote, there was no perfect solution to the breakout area, but you should know that you are in the minority with your complaints. Caitlin Clark provided media access for almost an hour today, and if you couldn't get what you needed from her in one of her four media sessions, that's on you. What an a-hole.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
No, this wasn't an on the side little get together. This was the main event.
And that's your response?
No, that's not good.
You're the only one complaining and it's on you that you didn't get what you wanted?
No, he wasn't the only one complaining.
No, absolutely.
Everybody that
not.
Was in the event was complaining. Everybody that watched the video, heard the audio, was subsequently complaining when it was that bad. Anyways, we shall see. So Saturday, Two stinkers. Tonight, South Carolina.
Two good games.
So the dog's barking by the sounds of things.
I think so. First dog, absolutely.
In the first one.
Yes.
Right, because you're getting, what, 9.5? Or is that 11.5?
9.5.
I'm kind of confused.
I don't know.
There's so many 9.5s, 11.5. We know that the one that
the
moves our
and
needle
NC State
is
being involved in both of them.
Right, yeah.
let's see where it is. I don't have it up here, but I'm kind of all over the place. I apologize.
Yeah, the South Carolina is favored 11.5. Iowa right now, it's up to 3.5.
That Iowa steam keeps coming in.
It
like
does.
It did in the LSU game. I'm probably going to be...
Trent, because when I got in here and I was putting together the chicken coop point spreads, there were 2.5s available. There are no more 2.5s.
Yeah, I'm looking now too. Yeah, off the board.
It's gone.
Offshore's a couple of 3.5s.
Circa's holding tight at 3. Superbook's 3.5. South Point's 3.5.
Wow.
And a couple of faraway places are 3.5. So the money's coming in on the Hawks, and the books are adjusting. We'll get the latest on that from Mike Palm when he joins us at the bottom of the hour. We'll go through all four of the games with Mike, see what he's seeing as far as action on all of these games. But before we do that, let's get Jeff in here. He's been patiently on hold for some time. We'll get him, then we'll go to break and head to Las Vegas. Chicken coop contest coming up. Hi, Jeff.
Ken, how are you?
Good.
Hey, tonight, so this is what I'm thinking. I think Trent kind of touched on it. I think UConn's going to play a more methodical offense, moving around, probably, I don't know, with 10 seconds to go on the shot clock. But here's the problem with that, is if they get down early, 6, 8, 10 points, Geno's got to take a quick timeout. Him and his coaching staff can say what they want, but if you get down early with the Hawkeyes and that takes you out of your methodical offense, now they're going to be kind of climbing up a hill, and we've seen what that does to the Iowa State men. When you're down and you're trying to come up to, you know, and run up that hill, you get exhausted. Go ahead and throw the game plan out of the way if that happens. Now, on the other side, keep your eyes on Coach Bluder, because if UConn makes it, you're going to be watching her move up the sideline to push the basketball off a miss, off a make. It doesn't matter. They're going to get the ball out to Caitlin in transition as fast as they can to get into their secondary break. Am I wrong with that, Trent, or am I kind of spot on with that?
What was that? I missed that one.
In transition, off a make-miss, doesn't matter with UConn. When Iowa gets it in transition, they will be pushing the basketball as fast as they can. Is that correct?
They're going to try. Yeah. I'm going to anticipate, though, West Virginia, what they did, where they basically keep somebody on the plus side of half court and not allow those long outlets. I think they're going to do the same kind of thing defensively to slow them down.
Now, I don't know if UConn has that ball pressure. I've watched a couple of UConn games, and I know they're banged up. I don't know if they can do that consistently for 40 minutes. Time will tell. We've seen what the others, with quotations, have been doing lately. If they come out and Gabby can get a quick three, we've talked about the percentages. If Gabby comes out and hits one, that's a great start for her. Kate and Sydney have been doing her thing. I think O'Grady coming off the bench is going to give them some more life and some more juice because they're going to need her.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully, you know, if everybody plays their potential, I'm kind of like Trent. I don't really care. Maybe I'm wrong or I didn't hear him right. I don't really care what the line is. I think Iowa, if they keep doing what they're doing, we're going to see them Saturday. And we're going to see this outrageous number on TV. Mm. It's going to be unbelievable. And then we're going to talk on Monday. I'm hoping for the best. We're going to be talking on Monday of the best college basketball player of all times on the women's side when they win the national title. You guys have a good weekend.
Thank you, Jeff. Okay. That works.
That's a good way to start a Monday.
Yeah, it would be. It would be. I'm getting a little bit ahead of ourselves. I think this game's going to be I lean Iowa in the game. I'm with you, Trent. The fact that that UConn is not very deep, and the fact that Bluter's coaching a you-know-what off, and we saw her go up against Staley and outcoached her, quite frankly, a year ago in the Final Four. We shall see. We'll take a timeout. We'll head out to Las Vegas, get the latest on the go behind the counter with our friend Mike Palm from Circus Sports, VP of Operations at Circus Sports. He joins us next. Miller and Kahn, the Des Moines Sports Station, 106.3 KXNO. Hi, Miller and Condon. Welcome back to Des Moines Sports Station, 106.3 KXNO. Let's head to Vegas, shall we? Our friend Mike Palm, Vice President of Operations at Circus Sports. Circus Sports, as you know, is available here in the state of Iowa. We encourage you to head to the App Store, download the app, fund your account, and away you will go in time for tonight's Women's Final Four if you haven't already done so. Mike, Trent, and Ken, thanks for coming on, Mike Palm. How are you?
Well, a little nervous. You know, it's a big game tonight, and I think they're going to have their hands full, but can't wait for it to tip off.
Yeah, you sent Trent and I a text the other day that you were so enthralled in that game, so into that game on Monday night, that you have to go way back to a Duke game that you were kind of as invested. You're into this Caitlin Clark story. Well, it's your home state. I get it. Why wouldn't you be?
Yeah. Well, I mean, she's not just a basketball, but I mean in all of sports, 12.5 million people watch that game on Monday, more than the NBA Finals, more than the World Series. It's really amazing, and I'm not sure that there won't be more people watching tonight. I know there was the race angle with LSU and and the rematch of the championship game, but this is now the Final Four, and it's UConn and prime time on Friday night. So we'll see.
Take us back to the sports book, what it was like on Monday night. There was baseball going on. There was a few other things. But what it was like during that Iowa-LSU matchup and what you anticipate tonight, Iowa-UConn going to have the big board, the big screen?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Everybody was here on Monday was here to watch that game.
Wow.
And the nightcap that follows from Portland with USC and UConn. It'll be like that tonight as well. So we're hosting a Golden Knights watch party for a road game at Phoenix tonight, just because they're running out of games in the season, and this is the one we pick. Well, it's right now it's 46 degrees, and we're going to have 40-mile-an-hour winds tonight.
Ooh,
so
wow.
They said, well, let's move the watch party to the sports book. I said, you can't move it inside. You can't put the sound on the Knights over the women's Final Four. So they're going to keep it outside and see if anybody shows up.
Unbelievable. She does move the needle, no doubt about that. So what are you seeing as far as handle-wise? Mike, have you seen an uptick, more interest in betting on the women's tournament this year opposed to previous years?
Yeah, it's up about 40% compared to last year. And last year was obviously the biggest ever. In the state of Iowa, it's four times the rate of last year.
Wow.
Overall, the tournament. I saw a lot of sports books put out on Tuesday that Iowa LSU was their highest handle ever, even surpassing the title game from last year. It wasn't for us. We wrote over 300,000 on the title game last year. We wrote 220 something on the game Monday night.
So we look at tonight, and Ken and I were just talking about this. There's some 3.5s that are starting to pop out there, threes. There's a lot of movement in this game. That normally means that it's Iowa steam coming in. Is it the public? Is it sharps? Who's coming in on the Hawkeyes that you're seeing at Circa?
Well, we got beat on Monday. We needed LSU in that game. You know, we're still at 2.5. I just looked at our tournament liabilities. Which of the four teams do you think is our worst outcome?
South Carolina.
That'd be my
guess.
No.
South Carolina is our best outcome.
Wow. Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. I'm stumped then. Iowa?
UConn is our worst outcome. Huh. To the tournament. So
name recognition, maybe?
And you got a decent price on them because they were a 3 seed.
Yeah.
Iowa's second worst outcome. We about break even on NC State, and then we went to South Carolina. I guess probably because they were a negative number for so long, nobody wanted to lay the price 3 months out. that you get to, you know, lay 130 3 months before the tournament starts that they're going to win it all. So it's a really intriguing matchup. I know Iowa will have somewhat of a home court advantage. UConn's a very good defensive team. Look, USC was much more athletic than UConn, but, you know, they find a way. I know he can't run two girls at Caitlin like he did at Juju. She'll kill them if they try to double-team her every time. But I don't know. You're going up against the greatest coach of all time with a pretty talented team. Yep. And a top five player as well in Beckers. So.
No doubt about it. Mike, have you seen, are there a lot of, you know, my love for betting futures, right? Every future I've bet over the last 6 weeks or something has included South Carolina women, right? Just as just to kind of bump up that price. I can't be alone. There's got to be a lot of tickets at Circa that have South Carolina as at least one of the legs on a futures parlay.
Yeah, that's true. I have a friend who bet at DraftKings. He has a ticket that pays almost $300,000, and the only two legs left are UConn men and South Carolina women.
Wow.
And he's asking what position should he take, and I said, you know, what are your in-game limits that you can get down? I wouldn't worry about the UConn men. I'd be more apt to be willing to pull the trigger on the South Carolina women against them.
Mm-hmm. Yes, no, is available at Circa. You guys also, of course, every time we know you're going to have exactas as we get deeper and deeper into the season for Super Bowls, World Series, Men's Final Four, and now you have them also for the Women's Final Four. I opened up the app and saw that, just brought a smile to my face, and just the growth of this sport and how fun it is to watch. With that, we do have the Men's Final Four coming up this weekend. What are you guys seeing?
Hey, Trent, before we get off the women, I want to tell you guys this, because I'm sure you're not aware of it. So, the fourth game of the season for the Las Vegas Aces, they host the Indiana Fever.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you think courtside seats are for that game right now?
What are they normally?
Between $4 and $450.
Okay.
$1,000.
I was going to say $2,000.
$2,400. Wow. If you go eight rows back, they were $1,400. Mm. There's nothing left in the lower bowl other than those high-priced tickets. Upper bowl is $400+, which those tickets are normally $20.
Jeez.
So the effect she's going to have on the WNBA is going to be quite profound.
You are preaching to the choir, and I'm just dumbfounded by people who think that she won't have an impact when she goes. Now, this is assuming Indiana drafts her, Mike, because they're still taking they're doing their due diligence. Right. That's fascinating. Are they still playing the Aces at the Mandalay Bay?
Yep, they sure are.
Wow.
Got to bang that thing out.
Yeah, right? By the sun. What does it hold, Mike?
I think they can get 14,000 in there. They averaged a little over 10 last year.
That's great.
So where is, I stayed there a million times back in the day when the Delano used to be the hotel. There's an aquarium, I think, back down that long haul. That's got to be where it is, right?
Yeah, Michelob Light Arena,
Okay, cool. Anyways, let's move on to the men, as Trent said. So which of the two games tomorrow, Alabama-UConn, NC State-Purdue, the early game or the late game will have the biggest ride? I'm assuming UConn-Alabama.
Yeah, the late game, and I think maybe – you know, obviously the UConn story and covering 10 straight tournament games in the repeat. But yeah, Alabama's a pretty talented team, too. And, you know, they beat Carolina. They were down 10 twice in the second half. They were down 13 to Clemson in the first half. You know, and they play fast and they're entertaining. It's hard to watch Purdue because of how choppy the game is with all the fouls. People are really turned off by, even though that was a great regional final, all the people that complain and say they can't watch this because of Edie and the way they call the fouls, I think that detracts from the handle as well.
Definitely can see that one. Player props, are people jumping aboard with that, with certainly the matchup with the two bigs, with Edie against Burns, and you throw Diarra in there as well. Are you seeing people jump in a little bit heavier on any of the props out there?
The women's, they're betting the women's props. You know, I know you can't in Iowa, but... like, you know, they bet the Caitlin props in the other states, and we're online in Kentucky now. We went online this week. They bet in the props in the other states. It's interesting to Caitlin tonight because, you know, she's played UConn twice, and she would well under the number tonight both times. I think, 19 and 25, although one was, she was a freshman. But they played in that tournament last year in the final in Portland. I think she had 25. And the assist both times, too, like 6 and 5. So it's interesting. Good two-way action on her props tonight. And then the Edie props are probably the most popular ones bet on the men's side.
And who do you need from the men? Is there, it's got to be a result that's better than the others futures-wise. Who are you rooting for?
For the men.
Yeah.
The men is we're rooting for NC State and Alabama because Purdue and UConn are both losers. And remember the prop we had, Purdue UConn versus
that
contributes to that as well.
Yeah, indeed.
Baseball early season, anything that you guys are jumping on? I am ice cold in baseball right now, so I need a little bit of help. What do you got for me, Mike Palm?
You know, I haven't bet a lot right now.
Yeah.
Because so much stuff going on, these days when there's more day games are better for me. Boy, there's some really bad teams. That's what I would tell you right now. Yeah. Some really, really awful teams. I took a shot at Marlins to have their worst record at 18-1 yesterday, just for a little sweat future prop. This kid for the White Sox that had the Tommy John that started on opening day.
Crochet.
He said two. Yeah, yeah, Crochet. He said two great starts back to back. I mean, the Dodgers have gone over their team run total every game so far. They're at Wrigley today. That we have our team in Illinois there throwing a party at a Cubs bar. It's a TV get Shohei to download and fund the app.
Nice. Or his interpreter, Mike. Come on now. It's not him. It's his interpreter, as we all know.
Right.
I saw somebody put together a fade Chicago prop. They're going to take the Royals to beat the White Sox, the Dodgers to beat the Cubs, and then the Knicks to beat the Bulls tonight. Oh. Put all those together, it's like 4-1, something like that. Interesting. What are you seeing Masters-wise? What's been the early, is there any early run on a golfer or two that you're seeing?
Yeah, I just looked at it. No, nothing unexpected. Obviously, the favorite is so short. It makes for a kind of an interesting betting field. I don't know. I would never bet somebody at 4-1. Mm-hmm. Maybe only Tiger in his prime.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just too damn short. So, you know, we've had good action for months into the pool, so it should be great for next weekend.
And there is, and Tiger's going to play, correct? I mean, that's the plan.
Yeah.
Will
that's
you have a will he or won't he make the cut? I'm guessing he'll come up at some point. Yeah.
Yep. Yep. People will bet no and think that something will happen with his health that he can't. You know, he can't get through two rounds.
He's unbelievable. Good stuff, Mike Palm, VP of Operations at Circus Sports. Mike, see you in a couple of weeks. I'm coming out for a couple of days, so we'll hopefully your schedule will allow, but I'll be in touch. Thank you, buddy. Talk to you next week.
Terrific. Terrific. Let's hope we see Iowa, South Carolina on Sunday.
Fingers crossed. Good. Fingers crossed. Yeah. Thanks, Mike. Take care.
Thank you.
Yep, bye-bye. Mike Palm, VP of Operations at Circus Sports. That's fascinating. The money that not only people are watching, but those inclined are willing to take a stab and to make a wager.
Right.
Ooh, boy, oh boy, oh boy. South Carolina, Iowa, for all the marbles. Back-to-back years of them being in the championship. No, it was LSU last year, but back-to-back years for Iowa to get there.
16, 18 million? Gotta get this one tonight.
Look, Trent, I didn't think they'd be here.
Nope, same.
What a job Bluter's done with this squad.
Cynthia Fulter.
Yeah, she's key. She's key. She's a key. She might be more of a key. And I was my theory, Gabby Marsh has got to hit a shot or two, get going a little bit. It might be a falter.
It's a falter.
I think it is.
She can be in so many ways. They need her.
Yeah.
And her in the lineup as opposed to Molly Davis. Boy, that video, did you see that of Molly?
I did.
That was heartbreaking.
Yeah, tough, right?
Just, if you haven't seen the video, it is, it's out there on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
And she's shooting around. She goes over to the opposite sideline from where the bench will be.
Mm-hmm.
Sits down with Coach Bluter and just... Yeah. Must have told her.
Bluter puts her arm around her.
Well, rough.
Jeez. We'll take a time out. We will open up the phone lines for a couple of you at 515-284-5966. Time to give away some grub from the chicken coop. Whoever gets the most right, we're using all the final four games. As you would anticipate, the tiebreaker is going to be Kate Martin, total points, assists, and rebounds.
Oh, going with the glue.
Yeah, why not? 515-284-5966. We had a couple of folks that we couldn't get on last week that we promised we'd get back, so we will. But Miller and Condon on Des Moines Sports Station. Chicken coop giveaway next. If you haven't played in 30 days, now is your chance. 515-284-5966. It's Des Moines Sports Station 106.3 KXNO. Hi, Miller and Condon. Welcome back. Des Moines Sports Station 106.3 KXNO. It's 10 minutes before noon. Time to give away some grub from the chicken coop. Three locations, 10725 Meredith in Urbandale, 60th and Ashworth in West Des Moines, and just south of DMAC on Oral Labor in Ankeny. Chicken coop location. The winner of this week's contest will get $50 gift certificate. They can spend that as they please. The runner-up will get themselves 20 wings. Jeff, Greg, Adam, and Steve in that order. Let's go to Jeff first of all. Jeff, how are you, sir?
Good, Kenny.
Jeff, I was the 3.5-point favorite over UConn.
Got to hope for the best.
All right. South Carolina minus 11.5 versus NC State.
South Carolina.
The men, Purdue is a 9.5-point favorite over NC State.
Purdue.
UConn men, 11.5 over Alabama.
Alabama.
Here's the tiebreaker, Jeff. Kate Martin's points, rebounds, and assists combined. Closest without going over.
27.
Thanks, Jeff. Enjoy the games.
Thanks.
Thank you. Greg is with Miller and Condon. Hi, Greg.
Hey, Kenny.
I was a 3.5-point favorite over UConn tonight.
UConn.
South Carolina, 11.5 over NC State.
NC State.
Taking both dogs. Purdue, 9.5 over NC State in the men.
State.
UConn, 11.5 over Bama.
UConn.
Kate Martin, points, rebounds, assists combined, closest without going over.
24.
Thanks, Greg. Appreciate it. Enjoy the final fours. Adams with Miller and Condon. Hi, Adam.
Hello, Kenny.
Iowa's a 3.5-point favorite over UConn.
Iowa.
South Carolina, 11.5 over NC State.
South Carolina.
Purdue and the men, 9.5 over NC State.
NC State.
UConn, 11.5 over Alabama.
UConn.
Kate Martin, points, rebounds, and assists combined. Closest without going over.
12.
12 it is. Thank you, Adam.
Thank you.
Enjoy the games. And Steve brings it to a close for a week. Hi, Steve.
Hey there, Ken.
Thanks for being patient. Week later, you finally got you on here.
no problem. Thank you for the opportunity.
No, absolutely. Owed it to you. I was a 3.5-point favorite over UConn.
I'll go Iowa.
South Carolina, 11.5 to NC State.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
I'll go NC State.
Purdue, a 9.5-point favorite in the men over at NC State.
Yeah, I'll go NC State again there.
UConn, 11.5 to Alabama.
And I'm going to take Alabama.
Okay. Kate Martin, points, rebounds, and assists. Steve, combined closest without going over.
We'll go 13.
13 it is. Thank you, Steve. Enjoy the games.
Yeah, thank you.
Yep, appreciate it. Appreciate our friends at the Chicken Coop. Again, three locations, perfect viewing spot tonight at the Chicken Coop. Heather's going to be at the Valair Ballroom. She's got the game watch tonight. If you're looking for a place to be with a whole bunch of Hawkeye fans, Valair Ballroom tonight. Heather will be there. As Sean was there for the, when was he there? The Iowa State Men. Couple of weeks ago.
Was that what it was?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's what it was. Anyways, that's where Heather will be tonight. If you want to head out, want to head, that's a 23-foot screen, for crying out loud.
It's a good viewing experience.
That's a pretty good screen. Yeah. I'm guessing there can't be too many bad seats in the house, right? Where
right.
you can't see the TV. Yeah. But anyways, so.
What are you doing? You got a big viewing party happening at
the
Miller?
I do. Yeah? Yes, I do. Jet and I, Jet will be curled up at my feet and Dad will be watching the game.
Any neighbors over? Some
no
friends?
Neighbors. No neighbors. I'm having Stella over.
Oh, well, yes.
Yep.
Yes.
You She'll get her there. She gets there about 8:30 tonight.
Uh-huh.
She'll show up.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
A little cannabis?
Oh, that one's Trent. Come on.
I know. You got those bad cataracts.
That's right.
Yes.
That's exactly right. Uh-huh. But yeah, so Stella, Jet, and I watch the games tonight. What are you doing?
I'm not sure.
You've got some options?
Well, we're potentially going over to a friend's place.
You sound like you feel better.
We're getting there. Yeah. We're not at 100%. This might be just an evening with a little water instead of having a cocktail or two. Yeah. Have to pull back a little bit, but we got a softball tournament tomorrow, so that's going to throw a wrench into things.
You've got to be on your game.
Absolutely. Got to be on our toes, ready to go.
Is there trophies involved?
Oh, there's
ribbons?
Oh, yeah.
Medals? What do you guys get?
Oh, you get them all.
You get them all?
You get them all. Yeah, so you got an opportunity. You win it all, you get a trophy. If you finish in the top two, you get a ring. That's a new thing.
Come on.
So this is with Central Iowa Sports, who we've talked about.
Yeah.
We'll have JP in here again here in the
you
coming weeks.
You actually get rings.
Yeah, they're awesome, too. Now, our team has not
won a ring yet.
Won a ring. It's going to be very difficult.
Uh-huh.
The West Des Moines A team is in the same tournament.
That's the one, huh?
And Waukee's team that has throttled us a couple of times last fall, they're also in this tournament. So going to be difficult to get there, but learning experience, first time out this spring, and winds up to 40 miles an hour tomorrow.
Yeah, it's going to be brutal. But have you seen next week, forecast next Saturday?
It's good.
Have you seen it? 78 and sun.
Ooh.
Now, I know it can change and is liable to do so by the time we get
yes.
8 days out. But just love to see the fact that, I mean, I can't, but the winds are just, this just blows me away how windy it's been.
Yeah.
It truly does.
On your walks and everything?
Oh, just awful. I don't remember it being like this.
Well, and we went out. So two nights ago, the kids were playing outside, and just a disaster, and just so everything flying around.
Yeah.
We went last night to Blank Park Zoo to the Wild Nights.
What's that?
So it's basically they set up all these lighting exhibits that are animals that are all lit up, and you go in the evening. It's really cool. The kids really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
And so we've been going the last few years.
What's the get-in? Is there like $5? Is there a family price?
Yeah, there's all kinds of things. I know KXNO, we've been doing some giveaways with it and things like that. First time we went, it was like, all right, that's okay. And they have just added on it each and every year. I was blown away this year. What a great job they did. So looking for something this weekend. But it was great last night because the wind wasn't blowing. Once the sun went down, we're able to scoot through there pretty quick and check it out. So looking for something for the kids this weekend.
It's not
really
a bad
cool
zoo.
Event.
It's not a bad zoo. I remember going there a bunch when my son was little.
Mm-hmm.
And I would live in Denver and I'd fly in every second week for my days off. And a lot of dads at the zoo.
Oh, absolutely.
Think,
I'm sure.
Right? Looking for something to do with a little kid. But yeah, it was pretty good then. And Cindy and I went on a bit a couple of years ago now. And I was actually impressed.
Yeah. They've done a nice
they
job.
They have
of
done
building
a nice
that
job.
Thing out. And yeah, the Wild Nights, really, really cool. I think the kids would really enjoy it. So if you're looking for something to do, that's
absolutely
definitely one to put at the top of the list. But we got basketball. And, you know, we talked about Snyder this week. This baseball slate this weekend.
Yeah. Pretty shiny, huh?
It's incredible.
It really is.
Right?
Yes.
I don't know if you can put together almost a better schedule than what we have this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So Cubs Dodgers, we get to start off the weekend with that.
Yeah. By the way, how'd you like that fade Chicago parlay?
Yeah.
That's pretty good, right?
Yeah.
You take the Dodgers to beat the Cubs, you take the Royals to beat the White Sox, and the Knicks to beat the Bulls. That's not bad.
Not bad at all. The way those teams are playing, you can definitely feel that one happening. The Angels are off to a decent start. The Red Sox are off to a decent start.
But the Red Sox are off to a decent start because of the A's, though, right?
Well, that helps, too.
Sure.
That helps.
Yeah.
But when you go through, that might be the worst series, though, of the weekend.
Arizona-Atlanta, 5-star.
Blue Jays-Yankees. Good, right?
Good. Yep. I hope good.
Orioles-Pirates. Want to see this
young
Pirates
Yeah, the way
Pirates
the Pirates are playing? Yes.
Padres-Giants, always a good rivalry.
Yes.
West Coast, boom.
Yeah.
Sign you up. Reds-Mets. Are the Mets just done?
Well, they've got their win.
They got their win. Is that it? Do we shut it down? And I want to see Hunter Green throw it tonight. Yeah. He's just fun to watch. Mm-hmm. Phillies Nationals.
Do you have Apple TV? Because that's where that game is tonight.
Oh, no, I don't.
I don't either. I'm with you.
Hate that. Braves Diamondbacks, you said it. Astros mm-hmm. Rangers, of course. Mm-hmm. Mariners Brewers. Mm-hmm. I'm in. My Twins.
It's a great weekend of baseball. What's the Sunday night affair? I've got it right here. Houston at Texas.
Yeah, the Battle of Texas.
Ooh, baby.
Astros, Rangers to wrap it up after Iowa National
After Iowa's got down cutting down the nets, people have picked up the Kleenexes because there's not going to be a dry eye in a lot of households. got all that done. And
get it done tonight.
Obviously, you have to. ABC's rooting for it. Oh, can't tell me that they're not. They absolutely are.
Not very often TV executives rooting against UConn women's basketball.
That's true, right? Yeah, over the course of the last, I don't know, couple of decades, this might be a first when you put it that way. Hour two, Chris Williams to talk Cyclones. He kicks it off. Tom Kaker to talk Hawks. Trent's plays the day. An hour to go. Miller and Condon, 106.3 KXNO.